I said when we were planning on doing this episode that I had probably the most controversial take I would ever have on this show.
Oh, boy.
I like the Hillary people significantly more than these Obama fucking lizards. I do. Like, these people, these
so like,
people,
like the people like in Hillary's orbit, you like better than the sort of supposedly charming.
Yeah, give me an ice chewing psychopath over these fucking
Give me Lanny Davis. Okay, yeah. Give me fucking Felipe Reyes, who at the height of like Me Too is like, Monica, you stupid bitch, you ruined everything. Cause at least they're loyal to their own dumb shit. At least Hillary kept on like the woman who gave her gum, whose husband was a pedophile, just because they actually care about loyalty. These fucking cockroaches, they will hang out anyone to dry. They don't like any... That Pod Save America world that Dan Pfeiffer is a part of, just look into their eyes. You see nothing. They fly around the world poisoning themselves with airplane water so they can do live reads for slave labor meal prep companies. The Hillary people are like... They're freaks too, but at least they're passionate. Hey. At least they're like, think about all these people have ever done is subscribe to the news and work in a comms department for 30 years and then tell you how to argue with your racist uncle. How you need to use facts. Think about the lives of the Hillary people before. You have Adam Pachinko Machine, who is like an orc cop. Peter Dow, who was a soldier and club musician. They're like real people. They're fucking freaks, but they're real people with blood and passion and loyalty. And these Obama freaks, they don't give a shit. They will hang out anyone to dry. They don't believe in anything. Did you see that fucking video that Jon Favreau did after Ocasio won? Because they knew they couldn't be like, oh, fuck her, because their biggest fear is people yelling at them. But they also knew that they couldn't say she was good, like, because of what she believes in. Because they're the Joe Crowley people. So they literally put out a video where Jon Favreau is sitting in like a limited edition podcaster's chair going like that he got from Mark Maron, that Mark Maron scammed him for. And he's like, number one, you have to believe in yourself. Number two, talk to voters. And it's like, you rodent. You don't believe any of this. It's like, at least if Pod Save America was all Hillary people, like if it was like, Felipe Reyes was there, he'd be like, another stab in the back by the only you piece of shit, Ocasio, this is your final warning. Take out a fucking katana. Like they're real. They're real. They have blood and fury, and it's sort of, they have it for the least passionate person alive, but they have it.
Well, that makes it more impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing. I hate these. I hate these former Obama comm staffers so fucking much. They're so afraid of like any confrontation that they're like, no, actually don't campaign against Trump. Let's just invent 30 billion fact-checking websites so someone else can do it. You are pussies to your absolute core. You've never done shit. Like, oh my God,
they won't even let a young hitter say Iran should have nuclear weapons on their own show. Yeah. No, but to sum it up, the Hillary people, they must be loyal to their capo.
No, I feel like an FBI agent who's been like following the mob forever, and I have this grudging respect to the Hillary people now. Because it's like, you know, like the incompetence of like a Neera Tanden, at least it's like there's a human soul somewhere there. But
I don't know. The fact that she gets barred out and fucking tweets till 3 in the morning, that's real.
Yeah, okay,
real passion.
That means she has some level of guilt, whereas like, do you think like Dan Pfeiffer is just like, he literally doesn't think he's ever done anything like beyond just the most noble pursuit of the truth. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I worked against those guys, but at least they had honor and loyalty and family. These new guys, they just kill each other all the time.
Yeah.
The Obama people, all you need to know about the Obama people versus the Clinton people is like the Clintons have been dragged down by all these freaks around them forever. And yeah, they fucked over people who weren't in the family. But in the family, like, they'll keep you on as dead weight forever. But Obama, like, literally his pastor, he was like, boom, look how bad I want it. Boom.